The Stand-In is Caitlin Rose's second album. Perhaps because she grew up in Texas and spent a lot of time in Nashville, Rose has frequently been categorized as a country singer. But rock critic Ken Tucker says this new collection demonstrates a much wider range.
I chose that song Pink Champagne to lead off this review because it presents Caitlin Rose's voice in its most unadorned purity and veiled shrewdness. Rose lofts her voice skyward, the notes as buoyant and light as the bubbles of the pink champagne she's singing about. Her high trills could, with only a slight shift in tone and attitude, become self-conscious with a Betty Boop coyness. And I'm not saying that that doesn't occur once or twice on this album, The Stand-In. But most of the time, Rose keeps her voice grounded in the details of yearning, heartache, and a welcome sense of gratefulness and enthused energy. That's Menagerie, in which Caitlin Rose makes breaking up sound not hard to do, but rather like a good house cleaning of the soul. It features a guitar line that wouldn't be out of place on an early George Harrison solo album, which helps to fix the era of pop rock from which Rose is working. Although she's been based in Nashville and got pegged as an alt-country singer early in her career, Rose sounds on this new album very much a pop music vocalist, drawing upon everyone from Roy Orbison to Carlene Carter to the reedy, wistful tone of a singer such as Sal Valentino of the Beau Brummels to deliver the plaintive scenario of a song like Golden Boy.
Doomsday came and you were still around. We watched that China bar burn down. World's been at an end since you can't remember when. But all you know is it's all over now. Golden Boy.
As its album title suggests, throughout The Stand-In, Rose assumes various roles in her songs. Actually, they boil down to two: the person who's been wronged and the person who's committed a wrong. She's produced this album with Jordan Lenning and Skylar Wilson, who also co-wrote much of the material with Rose. The production of any given song frequently rubs against the mood of its lyric, with downbeat sentiments made tense when strung along a zippy, coursing melody, or a hopeful verse called into question by the downward spiral of guitars, keyboards, and drums. You can hear this, for example, in When I'm Gone.
Come on, you can sleep when I'm gone. I was lying when I said there'd be plenty of time. Don't need your alibi, baby, 'cause I'm always right.
Rose tosses off a pun on that song, singing, "Lion, I've been lying around with the dogs in this town too long." She's preparing to beat a hasty retreat. Yet the force of the music belies the image of Caitlin as a quitter or an escapee. Like another influence I hear, the Everly Brothers, in some of her layered, multi-tracked harmonies, Rose knows that it takes a strong, assured performer to sell the notion of vulnerability over the long haul. And keeping yourself open to the hurt is what her music is all about.
Ken Tucker reviewed The Stand-In by Caitlin Rose. Download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com.